Hello, this is Missy Hollander from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you the events and happenings for the upcoming week and month, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. We're going to start off with some upcoming performances through Duke Performances. For ticket information about any of these performances, you can call the University Box Office between Monday and Friday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and that phone number is 919-684-4444. Coming up on Saturday, November 9th at 8 p.m. at the Baldwin Auditorium, Kirill Gerstein on piano will be performing. Tickets are $26 to $32 and $15 for ages 30 and under and $10 for Duke students, and this is a reserved seating performance. Kirill Gerstein declares the Boston Globe is, quote, on the fast track to a major career, and he deserves to be. After high-level training in Russia and the United States, including a stint studying jazz improvisation and a promising early performance career, Gerstein received the Gilmour Foundation Artist Award in 2010. This incredibly exclusive prize is bestowed on only one classical pianist every 4 years and put him in the company of such luminaries as Leif Ove Andes and Peter Andrusovsky. Gerstein brings freshness and intelligence to his playing of the two vignette-based masterpieces that anchor his Duke Performances program, Schumann's dazzling Carnival, inspired by a rogues gallery of masked revelers, and Muscaro's iconic pictures at an exhibition based on an art gallery of Russian paintings. Again, Kirill Gerstein will be performing Saturday, November 9th, 8 p.m. at the Baldwin Auditorium. The Estonian Philharmonic Chamber Choir will be performing Tuesday, November 12th at 8 p.m. at the Duke Chapel. Tickets for this performance are $18 to $32, again, age 30 and under 15, and $10 for Duke students. This is general admission with limited reserved seating. For the 24 singers in the Estonian Philharmonic Chamber Choir, perhaps the finest professional choir in the world today, choral singing is a long and proud part of their Baltic heritage. Their powerful and expressive voices produce a sound that is both precise and passionate. Durham audiences will hear those voices resonate in the stained glass and stone of Duke Chapel, an ideal performance space for a choir of this size and quality. The Estonians are dedicated to performing the music of their countryman Arvo Part, who invokes early music to compose arresting and contemplative work. Since Part writes expressively for the ensemble, it is no surprise that The Guardian says that the Estonians' performances of his compositions are, quote, perfectly judged. It is hard to imagine it sung by anyone else. Their Durham program also includes two rare works for unaccompanied choir by Johannes Brahms, both overflowing with melodies, sad and sweet. Again, the Estonian Philharmonic Chamber Choir will be performing Tuesday, November 12th at 8 p.m. at the Duke Chapel. People Get Ready will be performing Friday, November 15th and Saturday, November 16th, 8 p.m. at the Reynolds Industries Theater. Tickets are $22, and again, 30 and under it's $15, and $10 for Duke students, and this is for general admission seating. A unique dance company, People Get Ready, also plays kinetic, irrepressible rock music. Fusing music and dance, they envision a concert as a total artistic experience. Led by the breathtaking imagination of band leader Steven Recker, People Get Ready creates an experience beyond hearing music in a club or viewing a dance, attracting the attention of David Byrne, Robert Wilson, and Miranda July. In Specific Ocean, their exuberant and inventive live show, the stage dances along with the ensemble, a guitar plays itself, and the microphones become dance partners. Bob Boylan of NPR Music named Specific Ocean his favorite concert of 2012 and declared that, quote, no single show took my breath away the way this one did. Part rock concert, part performance art, part dance, all perfectly melded together. Again, People Get Ready, Specific Ocean is being performed Friday, November 15th and Saturday, November 16th at 8 p.m. at the Reynolds Industries Theater. For more information about any of these performances or to purchase tickets, you can call the University Box Office between Monday and Friday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And that number one more time is 919-684-4444. We have a couple of performances coming up at the Carolina Theater. The Carolina Theater is located at 309 West Morgan Street in Durham. The phone number for ticket information is 919-560-3030. An Evening with the Red Clay Ramblers, and that performance takes place Friday, November 15th at 8 p.m. Tickets for this are between $26 and $36. Now in their 40th year, the Tony Award-winning Red Clay Ramblers are a North Carolina string band whose repertoire reflects their roots in old-time mountain music, as well as bluegrass, country, rock, New Orleans jazz, gospel, and the American musical. The Ramblers' long association with music and theater also includes the original New York productions of Diamond Studs and Sam Shepard's A Lie of the Mind. In 1988, the Red Clay Ramblers scored Mr. Shepard's film Far North, and they perform and appear in his second feature, Silent Tun. The Ramblers also scored Nick Searcy's Paradise Falls, and that took place in August 1998. The Ramblers have been guests numerous times on Garrison Keillor's A Prairie Home Companion and have appeared nationally with Jay Leno on NBC TV's Tonight Show, Harry Smith, the CBS TV This Morning, and Candace Bergen, ABC TV AM America. They have toured extensively in North America and in Europe and have made four USIA concert tours to Eastern Europe, Sub-Saharan Africa, North Africa, and the Middle East. The Ramblers developed Kudzu, a Southern musical, in collaboration with Pulitzer-winning cartoonist Doug Marlett, and staged the show at Duke in Durham in February 1998 and in Ford's Theater in Washington, D.C. Again, An Evening with the Red Clay Ramblers at the Carolina Theater will take place Friday, November 15th at 8 p.m. Also coming up at the Carolina Theater, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, Rattle Them Bones 20th Anniversary Tour will take place Saturday, November 16th at 8 p.m. Tickets for this performance are $35 to $50. This year marks the 20th anniversary of Big Bad Voodoo Daddy's arrival onto the music scene. Since securing his legendary residency at the Derby Nightclub in Los Angeles in its early years, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy has reminded the world that it's still cool to swing big band style. The band was co-founded by leader Scotty Morris and drummer Kurt Sodergren and made its debut in their hometown of Ventura, California in 1993. The group forged a massively successful fusion of classic American sounds from jazz, swing, Dixieland, and big band music, building a songbook of original dance tunes, proving them to be among the standout groups that launched the new swing era in the 1990s. Today, the high-energy nine-piece ensemble continues the party and takes things to the next level with its latest release, Rattle Them Bones. The album features such songs as Digga Digga Doo, The Jitters, and It Only Took a Kiss. The band's original hits through the years include You and Me and The Bottle Makes Three and Go Daddy-O, which were both featured in the 1996 indie film Swingers. Big Bad Voodoo Daddy's albums include the platinum-selling Americana Deluxe and follow-ups This Beautiful Life, Save My Soul, and Everything You Want for Christmas. The group's core lineup has remained constant since 1995 and includes Morris on lead vocals and guitar, Sodergren drums and percussion, Dirk Shoemaker, double bass and vocals, Andy Rowley, baritone saxophone and vocals, Glenn Marhivka on trumpet, Carl Hunter on saxophone and clarinet, and Joshua Levy, piano and arranger. Joining them on the road are Anthony Bonsiera Jr. for lead trumpet and Alex Henderson on the trombone. The group hit music superstardom with its appearance during the halftime shows of the 1999 Super Bowl. Its music has appeared in several films and television shows. The band's numerous TV appearances include Dancing with the Stars, The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, Late Night with Conan O'Brien, and Last Call with Carson Daly, for which the band wrote and recorded the show's theme song. Again, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy will be at the Carolina Theater Saturday, November 16th at 8 p.m. Finally, at the Carolina Theater, on Thursday, November 21st at 7:30 p.m., Craig Ferguson's Hot and Grumpy Tour will be there. Tickets for this are $40 to $90. Craig Ferguson, the star of The Late Late Show, brings his witty and hilarious stand-up to comedy to the Carolina Theater this November. Ferguson has become a huge success on the North American comedy circuit. He performs all over the country and has sold out Carnegie Hall and Radio City Music Hall. Additionally, Craig has three widely acclaimed stand-up comedy specials, A Wee Bit of Revolution, which premiered on Comedy Central and was released on home video in 2009, Does This Need to Be Said, which premiered on Epix in February 2011, and was released on home video in the fall of 2011, and I'm Here to Help, which premiered on Netflix in March of 2013. Comedian, writer, director Ferguson won his first Emmy nomination in 2006, as well as receiving the 2009 Peabody Award for Excellence in Broadcasting for his interview with Archbishop Desmond Tutu. There is a warning for this performance. It does contain adult language. Again, Craig Ferguson will be at the Carolina Theater Thursday, November 21st at 7:30 p.m. For more information about any of these performances at the Carolina Theater or to purchase tickets, you can call them at 919-560-3030. I have a couple of performances coming up at DPAC, the Durham Performing Arts Center. Durham Performing Arts Center is located at 123 Vivian Street in downtown Durham. Their phone number for ticket information or to purchase tickets is 919-680-2787. Just a reminder, for any of these performances at DPAC, all guests will require a ticket regardless of age. Children under the age of 5 are not allowed at most of the DPAC performances, including Broadway, concerts, and comedy shows. Children must be able to sit quietly in their own seat without disturbing other guests. And for all these performances, to better serve the DPAC community and our market area, online sales to this event will be restricted to residents of North Carolina. Online orders by residents outside of this approved sales area will be canceled without notice and refunds given. If you live outside the approved sales area or using a credit card with a billing address outside of the approved area, you can still purchase tickets to these events by calling the DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787. John Oliver, guest host of Comedy Central's The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, will be performing November 9th at 8 p.m. John Oliver served as host of the Emmy and Peabody Award-winning series The Daily Show with Jon Stewart for the 8 weeks of original episodes that were scheduled during Jon Stewart's hiatus. Don't worry, it's still going to be everything you love about The Daily Show, just without the thing you love the most about it, said Oliver. John Oliver joined The Daily Show and the Best Freaking News team ever in 2006, and since arriving has done everything from interviewing UN ambassadors to covering the World Cup in South Africa to breaking his nose fighting for the Confederate Army. As a writer, Oliver has won Emmy and Writers Guild Awards. He's won the Breakout Award at the HBO U.S. Comedy Arts Festival in Aspen. He performs stand-up around the U.S., and his one-hour special Terrifying Times debuted in April 2008. His stand-up series, John Oliver's New York Stand-Up Show, premiered on Comedy Central in January 2010, with its fourth season slated to air. He also writes and stars in a weekly podcast, The Bugle, audio newspaper for a visual world. Again, John Oliver will be performing at DPAC November 9th at 8 p.m. Also coming up at DPAC, November 12th through the 17th, Ghost, Broadway's best new love story. Relive the iconic and magical moments from the Oscar-winning movie Ghost in a brand new Broadway musical. Ghost the Musical breathes glorious new life into a timeless love story. The musical features an original pop score for multiple Grammy Award winners Dave Stewart, one half of the 80s pop duo Eurythmics, and Glenn Ballard, co-writer with Alanis Morissette on the multi-platinum album Jagged Little Pill, among many other notable credits and collaborations. The musical's tale of everlasting love is thrilling entertainment for audiences of all ages. Adapted from the hit film by the Academy Award-winning screenwriter Bruce Joel Rubin, Ghost the Musical follows Sam and Molly, a young couple whose connection takes a shocking turn after Sam's untimely death. Trapped between two worlds, Sam refuses to leave Molly when he learns she's in grave danger. Desperate to communicate with her, he turns to her storefront psychic, who helps him protect Molly and avenge his death. There is a content warning for this, a content advisory for this performance. Parental guidance is suggested. The show contains material that parents may find unsuitable for younger children. The event dates and times: Tuesday, November 12th, November 13th, November 14th. The performance begins at 7:30 p.m. Friday, November 15th, there is an 8 p.m. performance. Saturday, November 16th, 2 p.m. and again at 8 p.m. And on Sunday, November 17th, the performances will take place at 1 p.m. and at 6:30 p.m. Amos Lee with special guest Jessica Lee Mayfield will be performing at DPAC November 18th at 7:30 p.m. Quote, his soulful singing charms throughout, and that's a quote from Entertainment Weekly. Amos Lee will perform at DPAC on Monday, November 18th, with special guest Jessica Lee Mayfield in support of his forthcoming fifth studio album, Mountains of Sorrow, Rivers of Song. Amos Lee is an American singer-songwriter whose musical style encompasses folk, rock, and soul. With his laid-back vocal delivery and acoustic songwriting, Amos draws inspiration from soul music, contemporary jazz, and 70s folk artists like James Taylor. Mountains of Sorrow, Rivers of Song is the follow-up to his 2011 album Mission Bell, which debuted at number one on the Billboard 200 and Billboard Rock Albums chart and contained the number one A triple radio hit Windows Are Rolled Down. The new studio album, a 12-song collection recorded in Nashville with Jay Joyce, is the first to feature Lee's longtime touring band comprising of Freddie Berman, Zach Janikian, Andy Keenan, and Jaron Olvesky. $1 from every ticket will be donated to Musicians on Call, a nonprofit organization that delivers live and recorded music to the bedsides of patients in hospitals to complement the recovery process for patients, families, and caregivers. Again, Amos Lee with special guest Jessica Lee Mayfield will be performing November 18th at 7:30 p.m. Finally at DPAC, coming up November 22nd, Ron White, A Little Unprofessional Tour, will be performing. This blue-collar comedy star and Comedy Central favorite, and this is rated for mature audiences only. Comedian Ron Tater Salad White is best known as the cigar-smoking, scotch-drinking funny man from the blue-collar comedy phenomenon. White has always been a classic storyteller. His routines relay tales from his real life, ranging from growing up in a small town in Texas to joining the ranks of some of the most successful comedians in America. He is a certified platinum-selling artist, having sold over 10 million number one albums. White has been nominated for 2 Grammy Awards and has consistently been one of the 5 top-grossing comedians on tour. White's 3 Comedy Central stand-up specials are the 3 top-rated specials in that network's history. White has been featured in the major feature films Horrible Bosses and Sex in the City 2, and has a principal role in Jane Mansfield's Car, written and directed by Billy Bob Thornton, which premiered at the Berlin Film Festival in February 2012. There is a Ron White 100-proof VIP experience for the 9:30 show. It's a premium seat ticket, autographed Ron White's newest DVD, A Little Unprofessional, Margot Ray's CD, Ron's wife and top Billboard-charting singer-songwriter, and 1-year fan club membership to the Rontourage Fan Club. Again, this performance is rated for mature audiences only. There are 2 times for this performance. Ron White will be November 22nd, 7 p.m., and again at 9:30 p.m. For more information about any of these performances at DPAC or to purchase tickets, you can call them at 919-680-2787. A couple of performances, or actually 1 performance, coming up at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. That's located at 2 East South Street in downtown Raleigh. Phone number for more information or to purchase tickets is 919-996-8700. Elf the Musical will be performed November 12th through the 17th at the Memorial Auditorium. One of the most beloved Hollywood holiday hits of the past decade is Born Again live on stage. Elf is a hilarious tale of Buddy, a young orphan child who mistakenly crawls into Santa's bags of gifts and is transported back to the North Pole. Unaware that he is actually human, Buddy's enormous size and poor toy-making abilities cause him to face the truth. With Santa's permission, Buddy embarks on a journey to New York City to find his birth father, discover his true identity, and help New York remember the true meaning of Christmas. This modern-day Christmas classic is sure to make everyone embrace their inner elf. The New York Times says that Elf is, quote, splashy, peppy, sugar-sprinkled holiday entertainment. USA Today calls Elf endearingly goofy. Variety proclaims Elf is happy enough for families, savvy enough for city kids, and plenty smart for adults. Based on the beloved 2003 New Line Cinema hit, Elf features songs by Tony Award nominees Matthew Sklar and Chad Bugelin, with a book by a Tony Award winners Thomas Meehan and Bob Martin. The running time for this performance is 2 hours and 25 minutes, including a 20-minute intermission. The show times, November 12th 13th, 14th, and 15th, 7:30 p.m., November 16th, 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m., and November 17th, 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. Again, for more information about Elf the Musical, you can call them at 919-996-8700. Still time to catch a performance of Joey Diaz at Goodnight's Comedy Club. Goodnight's Comedy Club is located at 861 West Morgan Street in downtown Raleigh. Phone number for more information or to purchase tickets is 919-828-5233. Joey Diaz will be performing November 8th and 9th. Sometimes it takes a huge movie role or a part in a popular television series to put a stand-up comedian on the radar. With Joey Coco Diaz, it was a number one comedy album on iTunes and Billboard. Joey has appeared in numerous films and television shows, but his storytelling on the extremely popular podcast, The Joe Rogan Experience, really showcased one of the funniest comedians working today. Joey started his comedy career in Denver after serving a short stint at a correctional facility, where he realized he could actually make people laugh. After his release, Joey gave it a try in a real comedy club, and that was it. His R-rated outlook on life will get you howling in your seats, but that's what a good comedian is supposed to do. What makes Joey special is his ability to tell a story so that regardless of the subject matter, you're still laughing. Whether it's lighting a hooker's wig on fire or attacking a nun in the fifth grade, you'll be cheering for him. Joey is also hitting big strides in Hollywood as a character actor. You'll see him in a reoccurring role on ABC's General Hospital, as well on episodes of Children's Hospital, The Mentalist, and Supa Ninjas. The big screen is no stranger either. He'll soon be seen in the movies The Dog That Saved Halloween and Beach Shark Attack. Other films he'd appeared in include Spider-Man 2, Taxi, Analyze That, but the film in which Joey probably stole your heart was the remake of The Longest Yard. His raw style of stand-up comedy has appeared on a Secret Stash episode of Gabriel Iglesias' Stand-Up Revolution on Comedy Central and Showtime's Payasos Comedy Slam. Joey is a regular cast member on the number one comedy show on iTunes, The Joe Rogan Experience. His own podcast, Beauty and the Beast, co-hosted by comedian Felicia Michaels, has also been in the top 10 on iTunes. Again, Joey Diaz will be performing at Goodnight's Comedy Club November 8th and 9th, and this has a strong rated R for the performance, so this will be for a 21 and older audience. That phone number, one more time for ticket information, is 919-828-5233. We have time to read a couple of upcoming events from Pinecone. Arnold Richardson, Music of the Carolinas, will be performing Sunday, November 10th at 3 p.m. at the North Carolina Museum of History, which is located at 5 East Edington Street in downtown Raleigh. This performance is free and open to the public, but a free ticket is required, and the ticket distribution will start at 2 p.m. Arnold Richardson, known by his Iroquois name as Sandosi, is a gifted musician and sculptor, and he has recently been named as a recipient of the North Carolina Heritage Award. His extraordinary gift of flute playing brought him immediate notoriety as a top American Indian flutist in the East, and the North Carolina Arts Council awarded him a folk arts grant to produce his first professional recording, Roanoke, in the 1990s. Since then, he has recorded other CDs of his own, as well as being featured on a number of additional albums. All of his recordings are original compositions, and he plays percussion as well as all other instrumentation. Richardson will be honored at the North Carolina Heritage Award ceremony on May 20th, and you can see him in the Intimate Daniels Auditorium again on Sunday, November 10th at 3 p.m. Again, this performance is free and open to the public, but a free ticket is required, and that ticket distribution will start at the museum at 2 p.m. Our Bluegrass Jam, you can join bluegrass musicians of all levels at the Busy Bee Cafe in downtown Raleigh on the second and fourth Monday of every month. The jam runs from 7 to 10 p.m. Whether you're a first-time jammer or a veteran, you're welcome to learn the tunes and play along, or just listen and observe. For more information, you can contact jam leader Doug Pratt at dpratt14@nc.rr.com. And that email again is dpratt14@nc.rr.com. Pinecone and Tir na n Eoghan co-sponsor an open Irish music session every Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. or later. The session is open to musicians of all skill levels and encourages singing as well. All musicians, singers, instruments, dancers, and listeners are welcome. Bring your favorite tunes and songs to share or play along. The session features mostly Irish-style songs and tunes, jigs, reels, etc., but also welcomes offerings or suggestions from other musical genres. Anyone wishing to lead or start a song or tune for the group has the opportunity to do so. Musicians of all abilities are encouraged to join in. Set lists usually are available at the session. This session is an excellent venue to get started playing Irish music, as well as a great session for experienced players. The ages of the participants range from 8 to 80. And again, this takes place at Tir na n Eoghan every Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. or later. We do have time to read a couple of events that are happening this week through Pinecone. Starting on Saturday, November 9th, we have Sam Bush at the Art Center in Carrboro. For ticket information, you can call them at 919-929-2787. Wednesday, November 13th, Scarlet Virginia will be performing at the Irregardless Cafe, which is located in downtown Raleigh. Phone number for more information is 919-833-8898. Thursday, November 14th, Trampled by Turtles will be at the Memorial Hall, and this is presented by Cat's Cradle, and the Memorial Hall is located in Chapel Hill. Phone number for more information is 919-967-9053. Finally, on Friday, November 15th, the Steep Canyon Rangers MIPSO will be at the Cat's Cradle in Carrboro. For ticket information, you can call them at 919-967-9053. And also on Friday, November 15th, the Honeycutters will be at the Art Center in Carrboro. Again, that phone number one more time is 919-929-2787. And we have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. Be sure to listen again, and I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Missy Hollander, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138.